They went into the inn, and while Bill made himself pleasant to the landlady, Antony went upstairs to his room. It appeared that he had not very much packing to do after all. He returned his brushes to his bag, glanced round to see that nothing else had been taken out, and went down again to settle his bill. He had decided to keep on his room for a few days, partly to save the landlord and his wife the disappointment of losing a guest so suddenly, partly in case he found it undesirable later on to remain at the Red House. For he was taking himself seriously as a detective. Indeed, he took himself seriously, while getting all the fun out of it which was possible, at every new profession he adopted. And he felt that there might come a time after the inquest, say, when he could not decently remain at the Red House as a guest. A friend of Bill's, enjoying the hospitality of Mark or Cayley, whichever was to be regarded as his host, without forfeiting his independent attitude towards the events of that afternoon. At present, he was staying in the house merely as a necessary witness, and since he was there, Cayley could not object to him using his eyes. But if, after the inquest, it appeared that there was still work for a pair of independent and very keen eyes to do, then he must investigate, either with his host's approval, or from beneath the roof of some other host. The landlord of the George, for instance, who had no feelings in the matter.